Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because car companies are doing a U-turn right now. A lot to cover on this. And today, please don't forget to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, join our email list, and we have a sponsor, Private Internet Access. But let's get right into it. Two of the largest car companies on the planet Earth have made major changes when it comes to their EV cars. The first one is Mercedes. Mercedes just announced they were going to go hard on the EV cars, and they just announced their latest lineup of cars for 2025, 2026, and you've got 19 combustible cars that are being sold, gasoline-powered cars. They've only got 17 EV cars that are coming out, and this is a major shift. Harald Wilhelm, the CEO of the company, has just said, "Hey, listen. We have a major slump in sales, and we want to do something about this." Now, here's the wild thing, guys. We're going to continue to raise prices. We're going to have our prices be higher than ever, and we don't care. We'd rather sell less cars at a higher margin than sell more vehicles. Wild, guys. Wild. But when you look around the world, sales are off over 15% for these guys. It's huge right now. And you can't argue with this. And one thing that they're really concerned about is they take the potential for tariffs from President Trump and his administration for real. And you're going to see, profits dwindle, but they're going to deal with the tariffs head on. Wow. Okay. Now the next one is Porsche. Porsche steps forward and, remember Porsche, we're going to go and have almost all EV cars at one point. No. Porsche is owned by Volkswagen. They're laying off 1,900 people, a minimum between now and 2027. So 2025 and 2026. And again, sales are off an absolute ton. And they are worried about the EV car sales and getting rid of EV cars. So again, people are not buying the EV cars and not happy with them. What does an EV Porsche sound like? Seriously. When you see a Porsche pull up next to you, at a stoplight, you just sit there and marvel in how nice it sounds. No, you're gonna deal with that. So they're talking about what a major problem this is, and sales are off an absolute ton. And we all forget that, Volkswagen owns Porsche, and they're just not making the money. And what this is a sign of is that you have more and more people that are not doing well right now. They're not buying the high-end cars. They can do without the old cars. But again, when you had Bentley come out and say that they're going to go full EV cars, who's going to buy an EV Bentley? Bentley, who's going to plug the car in? I'm telling you, I talk to people that own these cars. I talk to people that have bought cars resale, and they're not, equipped to do the EV thing. They're not going to drive to Las Vegas across the desert and sit there for an hour charging their vehicle. It's not going to happen. Speaking of charging vehicles, Tesla just announced a major recall for their car line. Power steering problems that are recalling 370,000 vehicles. Now, the problem with this, it's not a traditional Tesla recall where you just, hey, it's a software fix, it's no big deal, it's, this is something you have to drive into the dealership and or their Tesla office and get fixed. This is a huge problem. But again, the problem with EV car sales is they're off. When you look at everybody from Ford, that's going to lose $15 billion over the next 2 years. You look at all these car companies and you look at how the EV brands are not wanting to admit that this is not working. Here's the thing I want, the challenge I want to see is I want to see someone step forward and say, "We're completely done with EV cars. We're not going to do this anymore. We're going to have two models, and that's going to be it." Eventually, that's going to happen. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. But again, Mercedes, Porsche, all these places have problems. So let me know what you think. And there's a lot more to cover in this video. I am on a short little vacation for my birthday. And I am out in the Gulf of America right now. That's what that looks like. And it floors me, guys. I mean, when you're out at sea and you see nothing, You know what I mean? There's, you know, it's crazy. You see a bird every now and then, you're like, where does that bird land? Okay, because there's no land anywhere near us. So a few things with real estate. The last video brought up a lot of great stories. And there is a group of people that feel trapped right now. And how do they feel trapped? They feel trapped because they bought their house and the house is starting to drop in value. And again, all it takes is one desperate person in your neighborhood that ruins it for everybody. And then you're stuck with this payment, a depreciating asset. You know, you want to see a great guy talk about real estate, Scott Walters Realtor out of Santa Barbara. The beginning of COVID, houses were 800 grand. During COVID, they went up to $1.6 million. And now you've got people that are renting for $3,000. And you've got people on the same street that have payments of $9,000 a month. Okay, who's smarter? Seriously, right now. And then the housing prices are going to sit there and drop down. Now, these articles are below. Check this out. I'm not just pulling this stuff out of thin air. Unless somebody sends me something directly, I always go out and send you guys everything I can to back up and verify. Next thing is how houses are sitting on the market longer. And the problem with this is it's just taking more to sell a house in hot markets. It's not every market, but you're seeing cracks. You're seeing, we talked about 2 weeks ago, the problem with Washington, D.C. Oh, man, that is the beginning, guys, right there. But you're starting to see that houses are sitting on the market longer. And it used to be like realtors would say, don't worry about fixing things up. Don't worry about fixing this. Don't worry about fixing that. Just get, you know, just get ready. Get ready to move. And that's how it was. But it's not like that anymore, guys. It's completely not like that. Let's talk about our sponsor, Private Internet Access VPN. A VPN is a virtual private network. And what it does, it makes it so that from whatever device you're on, your cell phone, your laptop, your computer, to any website that you go to, you're completely encrypted. This is more important now than ever. You have heard, you know, hundreds of stories over the last year about cyber attacks, ransomware attacks, people getting their data stolen. You can protect yourself by getting a VPN. It's incredibly inexpensive. They give us 83% off. It's pennies a day, and there's no hardware to install. But the coolest thing is that I worked a deal to where every device in your household is covered under one account. So think about this. You know, your laptop, everything. Cell phones, home computer, but there's no hardware to install. Check this out. Go to the site. You can change country codes. And here's the other thing that was just brought to my attention. Let's say you want to watch something on Netflix and it's from another country. You can change your country code, and that's not a problem anymore with a VPN. It is the absolute coolest thing ever that you can change country codes. Now, press one button. Check this out. When it turns green, like that, I am protected to go online. I can surf the net. I'm completely anonymous. Nobody can see anything on my keystrokes. Check it out today. Pennies a day, private internet access. Use the link below and save 83% off their regular price. Get it today, guys. It's an absolute fantastic product. Now, the thing that people don't want to talk about is the problem with first-time buyers. They are literally priced out of the market right now. The great article below talking about what, I'm telling you guys, why would you buy a home right now when you have to worry about everything? And think about this. All the maintenance is your responsibility. You know, you've got, you know, the taxes, you've got excessive insurance that is completely outrageous. And you know, I have a relative who's a landlord and just tells me the nightmare scenarios he has to go through, and they basically save him up. When we have lunch, I'm going to tell you everything. And it's not the rosy picture that everybody thinks that all they do is go to the bank and cash checks. It's not like that, guys, at all. These people have to deal with headaches every day, and then you get the excessive insurance and everything else. Now, what is the area in the United States that they say is the most susceptible to a big drop right now? What do you think? Las Vegas. Las Vegas is the area where you're starting to see builders lower prices. You're starting to see them add more incentives than they've ever added. You're starting to see crazy things like, hey, we'll finish your backyard. you buy this house, and we will do a $75,000 treatment on the backyard. Now, that may incentivize people. And the other thing is, you know, D.R. Horton, when you look at these things, think about this. D.R. Horton has massive insider selling of their stock right now. You've got all these people that work there that are selling the stock. They're not having purchases of the stock. Why is that? There's no confidence in these builders right now. But in Vegas, they say this is the market that's going to fall the most, and that you have, you're most susceptible to major, major losses right now. So it's going to be interesting, guys, to see this, because you're starting to see things go down. When I visit Vegas, I go to Las Vegas a lot, and it's a great place for business. It's incredibly inexpensive to fly from. You want to fly from Texas to California, it's pricey. You want to fly from Texas to Vegas, it is seriously cheaper to do that. So let me know your thoughts about all this stuff so far. Now, here's another warning about San Francisco, the Market Grocery Department. You know, it was in the Twitter building, and it's a grocery store, high-end grocery store that's been open for 10 years, it's done, closing and can't maintain a customer base because of crime. Again, Twitter leaves, X leaves, it's ridiculous. And you have all these warning signs about this. You can't clean up cities like that fast enough. You really can't. It's ridiculous. So, also there is a warning for a cleanse. You know, it's peak in, you know, cold and flu season right now, and you've got this cleanse, which is a Sinacleanse soft tip squeeze bottle. Okay, this could have bacteria in it. So what you're trying to clean out your nasal passages during cold and flu season can actually give you a presence of Staphylococcus aureus, a dangerous bacteria. Isn't that nice? Squirt that through your nose. So, again, guys, look at these warnings. Make sure you don't have that stuff in your house. Read the articles below, because it backs everything up. And the final thing is, you know, we talk about warning after warning after warning. Here's one for you. The country of Chile had an entire blackout and lost all its internet service yesterday, lost all its power, lost phone service, telecommunications, high-speed rail, could not use the internet, could not use anything right now. And all the mining, they're huge for copper mining there, all gone, all lost, no access to your bank, nothing. Again, warning after warning after warning. If you know that this could potentially happen, you need to prepare yourself. And the people in Chile, you know, didn't have money, and it went into what they said was a form of chaos on the streets, because people couldn't get food, they couldn't get into grocery stores, they couldn't prepare for anything because the chaos had already happened. You know, it's funny, meeting people on the boat, people from Florida, oh, you know, we get hurricanes and we prepare for them. It's such great advice, Dan, because you get a warning and like, hey, you could have Hurricane Ethel in 5 days, and you get ready for that. Well, we don't know when disaster is going to strike, guys, so prepare yourself. Be ready for this stuff to happen anytime. And if you're ready, then you don't have to worry about it. But the people in Chile, look at that. Look at how bad that is. Now, Chile's not, you know, it's, you know, got its own issues, okay? We're not going to talk politics here. But the point is that these poor people that have no access to this, and again, it's the poorest, it's the elderly, it's people that don't have access to normal resources, it's out there. You know, you hear about all this stuff, and you've got to prepare yourself. So let me know what you think. Email me, hello@iallegedly.com, and I will be in land tomorrow. It'll be lovely, okay? So let me know what you think. Thank you for all the thoughtful, warm wishes, the cards, the gifts, everything you guys sent me. Absolutely dynamite. I truly appreciate it. And I will see you guys very soon.